The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Hey, listeners. It's Saturday, March 23rd. I'm Francesca Fontana for The Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News in Markets, our look at the biggest stock moves of the week and the news that drove them. Let's get to it. Welcome back, everybody. Let's start off with a number of the day today, not to totally steal from Sesame Street, which is precisely what I'm doing. The number of the day today is 3. That is how many interest rate cuts the Fed is expecting in 2024, as we heard on Wednesday. Jerome Powell and co. reaffirmed their outlook of 3 rate cuts, so it didn't change, but some investors were expecting the Fed to dial back their forecasts. So the market got in a good rally as a result. All 3 of the major U.S. stock indexes hit new records on Wednesday, and then they did it again on Thursday. Before this week, the last time they hit simultaneous records was way back in November 2021, which was before the Fed started raising rates. And because the pandemic has had an enduring effect on my ability to conceptualize linear time, that feels like 4 months ago and also 10 years ago. I mean, God forbid I have to write a check. I am always writing the wrong year on everything. I don't know. Is it just me? I don't think it is. Is it? All right, enough about time. Let's talk about something important: ice cream. Ben & Jerry's, Breyers, Talenti, Walls, all ice cream brands and all made by Unilever, which is this consumer goods giant that makes everything from Tresemme shampoo to Dove soap to Hellmann's mayonnaise. And as you stalwart What's News listeners already heard this week, Unilever is spinning off its ice cream division into a separate company. Why? Well, they got a new CEO and he wants to streamline. Like I said, its portfolio of brands is huge, and he also wants to boost growth. And to my shock, ice cream sales have been pretty weak for Unilever lately. Like many 5-year-olds might assume, I too thought that ice cream would be doing just gangbuster numbers, but I was wrong. Last year, Unilever's ice cream sales rose 2.3%, which was the weakest growth rate of any of its units. So all in all, it seemed like a welcome move in investors' eyes. Unilever's U.S.-listed shares gained almost 3% on Tuesday, which was the biggest move in either direction the stock has had in weeks, and shares went on to end the week higher. Paramount is being courted by multiple suitors, and one is after its Hollywood business. The Journal reported this week that Apollo, a private equity firm, made an $11 billion offer to buy the company's film and TV studio. That's according to people familiar with the situation. The film business is considered the crown jewel. It's the studio that recently brought us Top Gun Maverick and A Quiet Place, etc. The TV side, the cable networks, not so much. So Paramount's directors are reviewing this bid from Apollo and another bid from the production company Skydance Media, which is looking to merge with all of Paramount. But what's kind of nuts is Apollo's bid is more than the entire company's market cap. Not just the Hollywood unit, the whole thing, which was $7.7 billion when we broke the news of the bid. Paramount shares ended up jumping 12% on the news, but handed back almost all of those gains by the end of the week. And to round out the week, FedEx had a surprise delivery for its shareholders on Thursday, a better-than-expected quarter. The company beat profit expectations despite lower demand for parcel deliveries, which I'll come back to in a second. And that earnings beat was thanks to its recent restructuring efforts. FedEx and other shipping companies have been fighting against an industry-wide slump following the pandemic-fueled surge in online shopping. We all remember that, right? I mean, I'm sure many of us contributed to it. And so now the company's also facing continued competition from its rival UPS and from Amazon, which FedEx stopped working with back in 2019. So, long story short, the company's been working to turn its performance around and cut costs with layoffs, streamlining its business, closing facilities, etc. And clearly it's working, and investors thought so too. FedEx shares gained 7.4% on Friday. And now you know what's news in markets this week. You can read about more stocks that moved on the week's news in The Score, my column in the Wall Street Journal's exchange section. And for what's to come next week, check out WSJ's Take on the Week wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Francesca Fontana. Have a great weekend.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.